Let's get an update on markets. Where did they end up over the weekend, Giles?
Wall Street, it was positive. A rebound in technology stocks lifting all the indices there. The NASDAQ is the one that benefited the most, up 2.2%. But the Dow was up more than 1%, and the S&P 500 around 1.5%. But it was the biggest losing streak for the S&P and the Dow last week for a year. And, of course, we're coming into October, and that's always a rather jumpy and choppy month for markets. Our own top 50 index, it had a solid start, a solid finish, I should say, up more than 100 points, nearly 1%. Starts this week at 11,797. New Zealand dollar trading quietly, 65.3 US cents, 93.1 Australian, 51.3 British pence, 0.563 euro, 69.1 Japanese yen, and 4.47 yuan. Brent crude oil becalmed around $41.90 US a barrel. Gold down $8, $1,860 US dollars an ounce. We look forward to results from Synlait Milk and Cavalier. We'll bring you those at lunchtime, plus all the other business news and the numbers around 20 past 12 in Midday Report.